This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, rejoined by my great friend, naturopath, is her life as well, and really empowering people. Roseanne Lindsay is back on the show, and then Super Don and I will carry us all the way into the weekend. But Roseanne, you have a new article on the so-called peanut allergy epidemic, and I want to get into that with you. I mean, being that I was the poster boy for almost every allergy known to man, and I had 10-plus years of allergy shots, I think this is, I'm not sure if this memory lane discussion will be happy for me, but I think it will, because you're going to break the cycle for others.
Well, thanks for having me on, first of all. And, yeah, I just saw something come across my news feed on the new peanut allergy vaccine, and I thought, you know, is this similar to those allergy shots that people used to take and didn't work? Mm-hmm. Why are they bringing this out? But it's because the demographics show that the incidence of peanut allergies in the literature, in the medical literature, started creeping up in the 1990s, and it's just risen since then. And now, everybody has to be careful of those with peanut allergies in schools. Butter sandwiches are banned, and you can't bring peanuts to the park anymore. Life is changing because of this.
Yeah, I know. Elephants in the circus have quit over this. It's just crazy. I'm just thinking about the increase in the 90s. We know what happened in the 90s, the massive expansion of the vaccine schedule. But, here I had all kinds of allergies. I don't recall having personally peanut allergy. In the midst of all the allergies I had, and I had a lot of them, peanuts weren't one of those things. I could still eat peanut butter and, Jiff, whatever. I mean, obviously commercially grown foods I was eating. But there's some controversy about vaccines being the cause of peanut allergies. Have you looked in, is there actually peanut proteins in some of these shots, or is that kind of a myth? And where do you think this expansion of this allergy to anaphylaxis started?
Well, that's exactly where this article goes that I wrote. It's the onset of this allergy epidemic coincides with the onset of, guess what, refined peanut oil as an ingredient in the vaccines. So they began adding, vaccine makers began adding this adjuvant in the 1960s and 70s. It's adjuvant 65. People can look it up. There's a patent on it by Merck. And it caused back then the occasional death from anaphylaxis from eating peanuts. But because this is a really low-cost emulsifier, an agent, they use it in vaccines pretty prevalently. So this is exactly what's going to happen to your body. When you inject something, in spite of what vaccine makers say that doesn't exist in vaccines, vaccines are designed to prompt the body to produce antibodies to foreign agents. And this is exactly what we're injecting. So it's creating an immune response. And it stands to reason that if peanut oil is injected, some of us will develop antibodies to it. And that is what they're trying to do with this vaccine, is create something designed to counteract that, but they've already introduced it, so now they're trying to counteract it. So it's a vicious circle.
So they actually think now that they can develop a peanut-specific vaccine because of all the people that are reacting to peanuts because they've developed antibodies due to this adjuvant 65 made from peanut oil?
Well, yeah, they're calling it immunotherapy, and it's instead of what the vaccines are required to do, which is mount an attack against an invading agent, immunotherapy is actually vaccinating against allergens. It's teaching the body to ignore an immune response. So it's basically hamstringing the body. It's like if you had an attacker coming at you and you decided to put your, you know, tie your arms behind your back.
Mm.
It's preventing the body from doing what it normally would do. So these reactions are normal. And what they're trying to do is suppress the body from actually reacting.
Right. Now, again, I went through 10 plus years of allergy shots, Roseanne, and I still had all of my allergies. It wasn't until at the age of 24, I learned of homeopathy. I began to manage, the allergy symptoms more safely, but the key goal for me was to heal my gut, my liver, and would transform my body back to the state before allergies were manifest, and that's what has happened. But that's not part of the discussion in terms of let's find an allergy vaccine or an immunotherapy, aspect of what they call vaccine. So what's in, for instance, these allergy shots? Did you investigate some of the history here of how they would manage it, much less respond to it?
I didn't look at what was in allergy shots, but I know that in these vaccines, there's like 86 to 94% peanut oil, but there's also pure aluminum monostearate and mm-hmm. pure isomannate monooleate. Mm-hmm. And these ingredients are additional adjuvants. Really, they open the blood-brain barrier. They allow toxins to be carried over and have an antibody response to the cells in your brain and your spinal cord. So, whereas allergy shots were really used for environmental allergens, they weren't really used for food because it didn't work. And now they're trying to kind of reinvent a broken system, a broken wheel, to create a cure for an allergy that was created with the cure in the first place. So, their vaccines are not cures. And in fact, the medical community is saying now when it comes to cancer, that they've decided that they're not going to be looking for cures. There's no cure found in disease management, basically. So if, they say, why not just manage the disease because we're not going to be able to cure it? It's like diabetes. It used to be a death sentence, but now we can manage it. So, they're not creating anything beneficial for us here with this new vaccine. And this vaccine just portends what's to come down the line, because all of these drugs that are expiring are going to be turned into vaccines down the line. We have vaccines for cancer now, vaccines for allergies, and vaccines for gingivitis.
Wow. Wow. The thing is, and you're talking about the treatment of disease, but the reality management, they don't do cures, of course. None of these so-called solutions or management ideas are going to help to reestablish what we call a healthy terrain that I talked about with Chris Barr last hour. In fact, all of these things will result in a more toxic and deficient and polluted terrain. So the irony here is every new proposal coming out from the medical church, sanctioned by our government, is actually going to worsen the health of everybody who relies on it for, as they claim, prevention, much less reversing or managing, which, now that they're beyond the acknowledgement that they don't cure anything. So the setup here is if you're still looking to modern medicine to cure you from any disease, I don't know if delusional is the right word at this point. I don't know that we can reach those people anymore.
Well, everybody gets to make a choice. And, there are studies equally done on the opposite end of the spectrum. So people looking to boost the immune system to help the microbiome help the body heal itself. Just like you were talking with Chris, there was a study done, and people can just Google it and look up these things. You basically find what you're looking for. So if you're looking for a new vaccine to help you cure whatever ails you, you're going to find it. But if you're looking for some kind of natural way food to be your medicine, you're going to find that too. And that's what I found when I went looking. There was a study done at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute that carried out this trial in 2013 between two groups of children. One group was administered this lactobacillus probiotic in combination with increasing amounts of orally given protein, peanut protein.
Uh-huh.
And another group had it with a placebo group. And at the end of 18 months, they found that the majority of children, 82%, had become tolerant to peanut.
Wow, no vaccine required. It's simply a probiotic strain, if you will, along with slowly increasing the input orally, which is the way we would normally interact with peanuts, and seeing that reduction of that hyperimmune response. My gosh, that seems to be a rather inexpensive way to counteract this, rather than the research ad nauseum that never ends and resulting in a vaccine that clearly won't work and will only make things worse.
Right. It's allowing the body to have the wisdom, you know, to defer to the wisdom of your body rather than deferring to a vaccine based from a manufacturer who you know nothing about. Mm-hmm. Trust your own body versus outside opinion or outside resources.
We're talking with Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, a good friend, and of course she's heading up the National Health Freedom Coalition. There's the big, it's not a conference, it's a congress. We're going to get together. We're going to talk strategy for health freedom and healing liberty. It's coming up June, what was it, 9, 10, 11? Is that coming up?
10, 11, 12.
I knew I was within a day. I might have to fly in early just for that. But also the fact that we're going to have a youth program, teenagers, the next generation of health freedom warriors, to really expose them to you know, what goes on behind the scenes here. And this is not secret stuff. We want you to come and be part of this. And is there still seats available to attend?
Absolutely. The general public is welcome. There are rooms still available. Rates go up on the 26th of May, I believe.
Okay, so take advantage of this as soon as you can, and I'll be there. I'm still debating whether to bring either or both of my kids, working on it. They're just finishing up school at that point. A lot of kids are ready to take the next step, although I think sometimes up north, like, I don't know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, they might still be in school early June. Is that right?
I think they're getting out early June this year, by the second weekend.
Right about that. Unless do they close school for snow up north, or they go, you guys are crazy in the south. We have snow all the time. We just stay open.
Yeah, it has to get pretty cold here for school to stop.
Yeah, exactly. So as far as you know, the allergies, by the way, the link in the show notes to Roseanne's article, she's at natureofhealing.org. There's also the Natural Blaze that picks up on our articles. Occasionally we get to reproduce them here at robertscottbell.com. Give a read, because Roseanne's very, very well researched when she puts these articles out. They're meticulous. She's looking at, you know, how these things all fit together. And I think it's a great way. Obviously, I love to speak about these things. Roseanne, you're really a natural writer, and you're coming on board to communicate this so well as well. And I'm just excited that, you know, we could break the cycle of allergies for people that, you know, won't have to suffer the 24 years basically of allergies I suffered from years ago.
Well, you learn something from it, and you're helping others from your experience, and that's what we each can do. And, you know, homeopathy, you've studied homeopathy.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back from this break. Roseanne Lindsay sticks around. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Allergies, one of my favorite topics, one of my least favorite things to have. I had them plenty, and no longer, because I figured out a way to get through them. And as Roseanne, you mentioned, Roseanne Lindsay on with us, you know, these were teachable moments. All the ailments and illnesses I suffered from have made me who I am today. So I'm actually, in retrospect, grateful. It's hard to be grateful in the midst of the suffering, but I look back, I learned a lot, and what I did to overcome it, anybody can do that. But if we're looking at one of the things we talk about, these vaccines and all the destruction to the gut, there's so many reasons why allergies have become commonplace as opposed to be the unusual child with allergies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do? We mentioned homeopathy, big part of my journey. But, you know, herbalism as a naturopath, you encompass and encounter all of these things and try to integrate them. You know, we can manage symptoms better, safer. And ultimately, I would like to direct people to overcome their allergies, which means a little bit of a deeper protocol.
Yeah, it means protecting your microflora and improving the terrain and giving your bacteria prebiotics or food that will help them stay in the area and proliferate and help you. So, you know, healing the gut. How do you do that? Probiotics. You eat good foods that are probiotic foods, like sauerkraut or cabbage juice is really great for the gut, especially like if you have you're creating too much acid in the gut, peptic ulcers, cabbage juice. Or if you're trying to tighten your the gaps in your gut from leaky gut, you can look to certain herbs like gentian, which is great for digestive problems, and others like Oregon grapefruit improves tight junctions in leaky gut. It breaks down proteins and carbs and fat. It's antibacterial, and all of these things work together. They work on more than just they're not acting just on one area. They're acting to help the whole immune system to strengthen itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. You know, people have consumed like nettles tea, but you got to be careful not to overdo it, because you can manifest like what we call in homeopathy a proving. You can get the symptoms that it can reverse in homeopathic form. And, you know, I always work with the liver and the gut, of course. It's not just, a gut. All the gut liver is all related, but detoxing the accumulated, environmental and metabolic waste that create inflammation in the body that can also trigger on an immune system that never gets a chance to take a break.
Right. All our organs work together. So dandelion root tea or dandelion mm-hmm. root tincture or, eating dandelion leaves helps the liver. It helps the kidneys. Burdock root, same thing, helps multiple organ systems, kidneys, livers, gut, digestion. And that's what we want to improve and bulk up when we're faced with allergies. Because if we can strengthen the immune system, our allergies just disappear.
Well, exactly. It's not a miracle in a sense to reverse allergies. I mean, I thought it was for me because I thought I'd lived my whole life with them and it was miserable. But to, again, experience what I did, I recognized that I wasn't the easiest case, man, one of the toughest cases. And if I could do it, I really believe with all of my heart and mind and body, spirit, all of that, that anybody can do what I've done and better. And that's what we like to do, is empower folks. And, Roseanne, you're doing that so well with your writing, and every time we get a chance to get you on the show with me and kind of mm-hmm. you share your experiences, not only of those remedies, we talk a few of those things, but the fact that you've identified causation, like in the article on the peanut allergies. That's so fantastic.
Well, yeah, and we have to be looking at cause if we're going to find a solution, because otherwise we're just treating symptoms, and that's what our medical model is doing for us, and it's not doing very well for us, actually. So, the people who heal themselves have learned a different way, and, you're one of them, and I'm one of them, and let's add to that list if we can.
I would like to do that. And folks, again, please, I encourage you all, if you're anywhere near or want to be near St. Paul, Minnesota, for June 10th and 11th. Did I say that right this time?
Yes.
For the United States Health Freedom Congress, you're welcome from all over the world to participate, because you'll have health freedom challenges wherever you are. And that includes, of course, Canada, Central, South America, Europe, Asia. Come on down. We welcome you. And again, bring your teens to partake in the health program as well. We got a lot of great speakers. Roseanne's going to be, really helping to set the stage for this. Diane Miller, again, my health freedom hero buddy, she's there. And a lot of people are going to be honored, and great lectures coming up. And Roseanne, I'm so grateful for any moment you have to share with us, as busy as you are, in addition to being a supermom.
Thank you, Robert. I'm always happy to come talk.
All right, folks, check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Go to natureofhealing.org. We also have links to the National Health Freedom Congress coming up. And again, you're all welcome. And again, bring those teenagers. We want to establish the next generation of health freedom and healing liberty. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back with Super Don after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're not sure where to look after you hear all this wild and crazy awesome information, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, hey, just look over at robertscottbell.com. Super Don works hard, and he puts it out there for you. So click it, link it, learn it, live it, love it. How's that? Did I do okay, Super Don?
Yeah, boy, I
thought you were being like a cheerleader there for a second. I was seeing pom-poms and leave it, love it, rah, rah, rah.
You know, I'm just so excited. You know, today's show has been so much fun with Chris Barr and Roseanne Lindsay that how could I not be a little bit of a cheerleader heading into the weekend here? So, well, I know we got real subjects, real stories, real solutions, real options, and I think the real transparency in terms of our biases. We don't pretend to be things that we're not, do we, Super Don? I'm just not recalling that.
I'm not a big fan of that. No. Yeah. I try not to, anyway.
Right. So we got a lot of, let's say, fake news out there parading as real news. And I know it's been muddied. The water's been muddied. Heart goes out to John Rappaport, a good buddy, with no more fake news as well. I've been at this for so long. You know, we opened today's show talking about, the autism thing, how they will not allow themselves in the mainstream media to even acknowledge the possibility, just the possibility, that vaccines have anything to do with anything but manna from heaven. And, you know, as much as I take on the mainstream media and let them have it, I feel like, Super Don, once again, this is one of those days where we've got a couple of stories that really put the kibosh on real news coming from the mainstream media. And puts it more into that fake category.
Yeah, well, it's like that clip that we have in one of our new intros from Lionel, saying, there is no such thing as fake news. You know who determines what fake news is? You and me. And this is a good example, I think, of this next story that we found in Forbes. And the headline says, a worrying number of people believe in fake causes of cancer.
You know, that's almost a play on words, fake causes of cancer, because, if you eat anything that's fake, it could cause cancer. Yeah, they're going to argue that, that's really phony. That's not real, right? And I'm thinking, fake food. What's fake food? Twinkies are fake food. I wonder what they have in them. Ooh, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings.
You're just anti-science, Robert Scott Bell. You don't like progression. Progress. We need to feed all of the starving people in the world with fake food, otherwise they're going to die.
You know what?
Oh, wait a minute.
If science brought us Twinkies, go ahead, call me anti-science. All right, come on. You're going to claim that's perfectly fine food.
Food,
I shall say.
All right. So listen, I thought this was interesting because this article goes down this laundry list, right, of things that we talk about on this show all the time. And, I mean, the people that listen to this show and that are fans of this show, it's like this article is basically just trying to tell all of the listeners that you guys are all a bunch of cuckoo crazy people that, are have your head in the clouds and are believing in a bunch of mythical causes of cancer.
I guess if you're still cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you'll believe anything that they write.
But, here's the thing. Just right off the bat, we cover, when we cover stories on this show about things that cause cancer, I would say 99% of the time, it's all based on a scientific study that has made it into the news cycle. I mean, these are the things that I search for and that I glean from what's going on in the news, and we put it out there. It's not stuff that we're just making up. I just walked outside and accidentally walked into a telephone pole and had a revelation that something caused cancer.
It's so much more awesome than politics, isn't it? We get to actually use the literature in a good way.
Not that politics isn't fun, but it's a whole different thing. So when I see an article like this where they're like, I'll just start from the very beginning. The first two words of this article. Cleaning products. Oh, come on.
What?
We have covered, I don't know how many stories, and just recently, where cleaning products are making people sick and are killing people. Now, they might be going, well, cleaning products don't cause cancer, though, right? But I think we could dispute that.
Sure. If you have any products that are toxic enough to denature proteins or somehow bind and alter DNA manifestation. Now, of course, if we go really to the high-level science, we'll go back to David Raznick and his interview last couple of months ago. He's working on a new book about it. Builds on Harvey Bialy, PhD, and Let's see, other PhDs we've had, Professor Peter Duesberg talk about aneuploidy or chromosomal imbalances, abnormalities in the chromosome that manifest the body, the substance in the body, you know, in an aberrant way. And what did he say caused all of this? Things that everything that they say in this article, Superdon, everything they say that it's a myth, right? Some people mistakenly believe in mythical causes of cancer, including microwave ovens, which, by the way, denatures obviously proteins. It's not an ideal way to heat food. I'm not saying that microwave causes cancer. Well, you know, I guess if you stick your head in it long enough or you hang out right next to it, there's going to be some level of inflammation to your cells.
If you stick your head in a microwave, you're going to die of something else before you get cancer.
True. But normally they don't turn on unless you can close the door all the way. So you'd have to sever your head. I'm not arguing that you should do
just
that.
Just ask Mr. Hamster.
Right. That's not good what happens in there. But yeah, I mean, this to me is a, I don't know, a puff piece for the American chemical industry. I don't, this is sort of like, pay no attention to vaccines in that first article. Now, pay no attention to the real causes of cancer unless you say it's cigarette smoking. Then we can get along, right? Because everybody knows, yeah, cigarette smoking. But it's just so, it's so bizarre. I can't believe they're still trying to get away with this. And it's Forbes magazine. What do you expect?
Okay. And let me just give you an example. As you were talking there, and listen, I'm just going to say that this example right here, I think, needs to set the tone for the rest of the article. This was, and I knew we talked about this recently, February. So we're talking 2 months ago, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Study comes out showing that the regular use of cleaning sprays has an impact on lung health comparable to smoking a pack of cigarettes every day. Scientific study.
Hello.
I mean, come on. Where? How do they do this? I don't know how they. You know, I.
Or
two
how
months
this,
ago,
this woman do this. That wrote
two
it.
Months ago, this story was all over the news. It may have even been in Forbes for all I know.
Yeah.
That it was comparable to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, and then this numbnut lady, you know, writes this article
about cleaning products.
Oh, you crazy people, cleaning products, that's a myth, right? Yeah. No clear scientific evidence backing this up.
Right.
No study has shown.
Food additives.
I don't know.
Food
don't
additives. Know. She lists food additives, right? Synthetic poisons designed to alter the taste or the look or the feel, or maybe when we talk preservatives. Wait, what are preservatives? Preservatives are designed to kill things, to keep food so-called safe to eat. But the irony, of course, is you eat this stuff, it's going to kill your own cells. Now, you do enough inflammatory induction via food, over time, that's going to alter the integrity of cells, and those cells become aberrant. They call them cancer cells. How is this woman in Forbes getting away with this? I mean, what kind of degree does she have? Right? You know, they throw that at me. Oh, you're not dog. It's like, you don't have to have it, but you can be stupid with or without it.
Yes, what are your qualifications in order to be able to do what you're doing?
Right.
You know, if you look at what she is, I mean, I think, let me see here, because we were looking actually at her bio.
Like a TED Talk junkie
she's
or something?
She's a postdoctoral research scientist. So, yeah, I mean, fine. She can claim the, you know, the mantle of science in her specialty or something like that.
Stop,
but like
man.
I said, we cover these studies all the time.
It's less of an excuse. Of course, if you have a postdoctoral something or other and you still make these doofus maneuvers, it tells me you're a paid shill more than anything else, or you really aren't very intelligent. Because how would you not be able to look at if Super Don, he's super, yes. He's a he's a producer on a radio show. And this is not to diminish you, Super Don. You know what I'm saying? The point
yes.
is, like, you're reading this stuff and you're going, oh, yeah, she can't do it. She's a PhD, postdoc. And you can't read. 2 months ago, big news, cleaning products causing cancer, like pack of cigarettes a day. But you're only allowed to say smoking cigarettes causes it. And then we get to EM fields, mobile phones. You know what? The industry itself conducted studies and had to hide the studies because they showed aberrant manifestations of cellular inflammation due to the exposure to these harmful EM fields. Is this still controversial? Really? Really?
Well, yes and no. I mean, is it controversial to us? No.
No.
But, you know, you're dealing with other forces out there.
Yeah.
When you get in outside of the bubble that we're in,
yeah.
Where the mobile phone industry and the telecommunications industry is huge. Yeah. Okay, so they're gonna push back on this the same way that you would see Monsanto pushing back on any studies about GMOs.
Well, and here's where we get to the religiosity of these arguments. Like this Dr. Samuel Smith, leader of the study from University of Leeds, he says it's worrying to see so many people endorse risk factors for which there is no convincing evidence. Okay, listen, evidence. There's plenty of evidence, but it doesn't convince you, Dr. Smith.
And that's the key word, convincing. Yes, in other words, it hasn't convinced him.
Sure, yeah. And that's where they throw it at us because, well, it's not in the peer-reviewed literature I look at. Well, we looked at this one. Oh, well, that's not convincing to me. Okay.
That's a faulty study.
Right.
It's flawed.
You can have my microwave, which I haven't had for years. All right? You can eat my Twinkies. But they're arguing for industry. Listen, folks, everything in the mainstream media, there's a price attached to it. The advertising, pharmaceutical primarily. Big food, big agribusiness, they alter the way your news is going to be delivered to you. If you eliminated direct-to-consumer drug ads, you would see editorial stuff that you would never read in the mainstream journals because they wouldn't have to worry about losing that revenue. So, folks, again, take everything that you read in Forbes with a grain of salt. In fact, take everything you hear on the Robert Scabell Show with a grain of course, Celtic sea salt. It's different here.
But critical thinking.
That's all we ask. Critical thinking skills. Otherwise, you can keep downy fabric softener all you want, pretending it's not problematic. We'll let you have ours, too. I'm not encouraging you to do that, but, again, the person who wrote this article in Forbes, maybe you can sniff all the glue you want and claim it doesn't cause cancer.
Here's a Tide Pod.
Yeah, there you go. Eat that Tide Pod. All right, we're about out of time, but we got another segment. We'll get you up to speed on upcoming events. And then how about a race for those who don't normally race? Super Don's got a story. We're going to find out all about it, make you feel better about yourself if you're not an athlete like my son. Okay? There we go. Y'all check it out, robertscabell.com. Power to Heal is, you know whose it is. We'll remind you a little later.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now that we've overcome all of the fake causes of cancer, let's go into the real cause. Well, of course, we talk about the real stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including upcoming events where I'll be revealing them to you in person. That's tomorrow at the Health Basket. Those of you listening live, Mount Dora, April 28th, and that's 2 o'clock. Then we're off to New York City. New York City. Yes, New York City.
Get rope.
What?
What did you say? That's the salsa commercial, remember?
Oh, that's salsa. That's right.
New York City. Get a rope.
Get a rope. I don't remember that part of it. But okay, RSV, me, and Daryl Joffrey, an immune system lecturer like no other at Complete Wellness. Thanks to Leanna Warner Gray for helping us get the CompleteWellnessNYC.com to host us. And that'll be 3 o'clock on Saturday, Cinco de Mayo. Come and see us. Limited space available, so the moment we get release on ticket sales, it's free, but it's just going to sell out. Total Health Toronto, coming up after that, May 11th, 12th, 13th, Toronto, Canada. The Integrative Oncology Conference, along with Best Answer for Cancer, that's May 17th through the 19th in Orlando, Florida. Treating Cancer with Cannabis in Detroit, and that's June 3rd. U.S. Health Freedom Congress, we talked, of course, to Roseanne Lindsay about that a little more today. I hope to see you there, and that's June 10, 11, 12. And then, Food is Medicine. Curacao, come on and see me below the hurricane zone, August 5th through the 11th. Use code RB0700 when you register to get a deal. Now, how are we gonna race to the finish here, Super Don? We're almost done with the show.
Well, you know, I saw a story this morning, and this reminded me. I shouldn't say it reminded me of your son, this would be like the in an alternate universe, the opposite of your son, because you know your son is just like Captain America in track and field, right? You know, I mean, I see pictures of him running and doing the hurdles and the pole vaulting and stuff like that. Well, you know, there are people that are kind of, you know, not really good at that sort of thing. And so apparently in Texas, they've decided to host a race for what they're saying is for underachievers. And this is a, you know, what's a typical race? It's like a 10K, right?
Sometimes they do a 5K for kids or
5K or something like that. Yeah, yeah, this one here they're going to do for underachievers, and it's going to be a 0.5K.
What?
Yes.
0.5K?
A 0.5K, and it's only like a third of a mile, right?
Right, yes.
And this is for the people who, they I guess they're saying, are underachievers, but they want to give them an event that they can run in. So this 0.5K is only 0.31 miles, and it will have a coffee and donut break in the middle of the 0.5K.
Right, we can't make the 0.5, at the 0.25K meter. You can stop, have a donut, maybe a cup of coffee. Wow. And
yeah, now, I'm thinking this was kind of almost supposed to be like a humorous joke type thing.
Right.
But apparently they put this out there for registration, and it filled up, like, immediately.
Whoa.
And so you've got a bunch of people that are going to be running this 0.5K with the donut break.
Yeah.
And this is like a town in Texas.
You underachievers, don't be mean, because you know somebody's going to sign up that like is a sprinter, and they're just going to like run right past the donut shop.
I won! Yeah, right? You know what though? You can't really be proud of that that ribbon though, if you think about it, because it's like, yeah, you ran in the 0.5K and you won. Wow!
Against all the underachievers, that's hilarious.
Good for you.
Yeah, listen.
This is being done for charity, though.
Is it? I hope it's a decent one, not one.
It is an organization that feeds school children.
Okay.
It's called Blessings in a Backpack.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good. I like it. Yeah. Well, folks, again, not everybody can be good at everything. And, I talked with Chris Barr earlier. I mentioned my son as well. I think it's a different thing when you raise your kids on healthy food. The options open up to them. Now, again, not everybody is good at I was not good at every sport. And Super Don, you did things. I mean, so it's just funny, underachieving. Like, you know, my son will underachieve in certain subjects he doesn't care about. So, but he loves the pole vault. He's not underachieving there. So, whatever, you know, you find your passion. I mean, sometimes you just got to talk to your kids. Like, kid, you know, underachieving, not something to be proud of. I know you don't like certain subjects, but we got to find a way to get you through it. Just get you through it. You graduate, and then you'll be on, and you get to make a little bit more of the choices. But also, I try to remind my son, as we're about to over for the show today, that, you know, I worked a lot of grunt work jobs that were not thrilling jobs to get to where I am today. I didn't start out from high school or college and find, wow, my dream job, right? Doing this that we do took a lot of years of hard work, study, intense suffering sometimes, and yet here we are. And Super Don, I'm glad you're on the journey with me. No underachieving here. All right, we'll leave it at that. Super Don will be back tomorrow. I'll be back Sunday with him. Thanks, y'all. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.